Podding on the spot. It's your boy Pat.
And your boy Big Will.
We are.
I'm just, disclaimer, I done had some alcohol, okay? And I might do an edible, so this motherfucker might get a little weird.
He have alcohol every show. It ain't nothing new.
Nigga, don't put my fucking business out like that.
Ain't nothing new. He be sitting over here nipping every dog on episode.
We ain't did this shit in months, and he gonna just put my alcohol business out there like that. Yeah, I drink. I'm an adult. With problems. Like every other human in this world.
But anyway, welcome you guys back. This is episode, I don't know. Don't really care.
Damn, I feel offended.
Just hope y'all enjoy it. Hope y'all been enjoying. I see the views starting to go up. I ain't listening to you. I see the views starting to go up. So I appreciate the listeners that are tuning in to us and checking us out. We appreciate y'all.
But did you hear how you put my alcohol problem out there?
Every episode.
Every episode. You see that? We like, Lord have mercy.
I'll be here nipping.
I'd rather nip than shoot these motherfuckers in the head like I feel like doing.
That's true.
Anyways, but we're here.
So, it is October, what, 26 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just turned 41 a couple of days ago.
Old as fuck.
Thank God for another trip around the
baby
sun.
Baby boomer. That's what he is.
Millennial, okay?
He ain't
1980
no millennial.
And after.
81
we are
and
considered
up.
Millennials.
No, okay? 81 and
anything
up.
Before 80 is a doggone boomer. Okay, get
baby
it right.
Baby boomer. Get it right.
Get it right.
Anyway. He turned 41.
Yes.
Body of a 55-year-old.
I got the body of a 41-year-old, okay?
Okay.
Yes, I got the bad knees. Yes, I got the bad back.
Arthritis.
A lot of that stuff is from the military, though. Bad shoulders.
Military. You don't blame it on the military. What about your
shoulders?
What about your semi-pro lifestyle?
That's just my hands.
Your hands?
Yeah,
but how'd you break your leg?
That's the only thing that got injured. Everything else, military.
Besides my knee. He snapped his leg up real tough.
Yeah,
I went to his house,
knee.
He has a bag of peas on his shit. Like, I don't know what happened. I jumped up and just buckled. Yeah.
It felt like I got shot.
Yeah.
I didn't even make it up off the ground.
Yeah, big ass pack, big ass bag of peas on his shit. Hopefully it'll be okay later on today.
I mean, they was already bad before that happened because I got these two knots on my kneecaps. So my knees was already bad before I went ahead and just snapped my left knee.
Yeah, that nigga had to get some surgery.
But yeah.
Let me clean that up.
Anyway, so it is October 26th.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween is a couple of days away.
Yeah,
not a couple,
Sunday.
But you know, a few days
Sunday,
away.
Sunday, right.
So in lieu of that, we are going to discuss or review Halloween Kills. You know, we're both big Michael Myers fans, big Halloween fans.
Violence.
So, we're going to go ahead and discuss the movie. So, for all you guys that don't know, Halloween Kills is the latest installment in the Halloween franchise.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Lee Curtis, the original Michael Myers, a few more of the original characters all came back to do the movie again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much picking up from where it left off at in the last Halloween. So, opening scenes, we'll say, what, first 15 minutes of the movie?
Oh, man.
He got about 13 bodies?
Somewhere around
but,
there.
But, well, disclaimer, if you guys have not seen the movie yet, you might want to fast forward because we don't want to spoil it for you. But if you're not going to see the movie, go ahead and listen because we're going to talk about the whole doggone thing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he racked up about 13 bodies in the first 15 minutes of the movie.
Jesus.
That's got to be the most bodies just right there that he's had in an entire movie.
No, because in the first one he had 15 or 16.
In the very first one?
Yeah, I think we counted one day. I think it was like 15 or 16.
Oh, okay.
So, but yeah, in the first 20 minutes of the movie, he got the two firemen inside the building, and then he came out that building, and he put down, man, it's going to be all kinds
down
of claims.
11 first responders all outside. 11. How is it 11 of y'all? One of him.
Yeah.
And y'all let him just kill y'all one by one.
Y'all got chainsaw. Y'all got axe. I know ain't nobody got no gun, but come on, bro. Y'all could have jumped him. Why y'all didn't jump him?
They sat there and watched him come towards them.
One by one.
And they just walked. It's almost like they was in a factory assembly line. Just next. Yeah. Next. Next.
Yeah.
They was just getting he was chopping body parts off. He was sawing niggas in half. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
And when they showed the layout, I was like, Lord have mercy. All these dudes spread out. They just spread out all over the front yard. Oh my Lord.
Body parts everywhere. But the thing that got me, so the end of the movie before this, right? The house was on fire.
Right.
Right. This fool found a damn hiding spot.
Yeah, he went in there where the gun's at.
He hid in a shed that she built inside the damn thing.
The basement, yeah.
Yes. And he was in there just pretty much fireproof. Fireproof shed.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Fireman
get down there. He falls his dumb ass through the floor. He comes popping his big ass out the shed. Oh, nigga, you fucked.
Yeah.
You fucked.
And then the other dude was like, give me your hand. Yeah, you grab Michael's hand.
It's over for you too, buddy.
You didn't pull Michael up and he gutted you. Now, that's two dead. And then he went on.
I saw gutting everybody on the line.
But that was cold when he walked out the door and he spent that. What did he have in his hand?
What did he have in his hand? I don't remember what that was.
Was it like a pick?
You know what? It was a pick.
Yeah, like it was like a one of them picks they go through the doorway, right?
It was a pickaxe.
Pickaxe.
He had a pickaxe.
And he spent that and he got busy.
Got to work.
Yeah. And then after he killed all the first responders, I think like two fire trucks were for men.
Yeah. He went to the next door neighbor's house.
Yeah, the interracial couple.
Now let me tell you folks.
That was just unnecessary what he did to the husband.
So
what he did to the husband, that was unnecessary, dog.
So it starts off with the lady, it's a black lady. She's flying a drone inside the house.
The drone gets slapped down. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course he knocks it down. He's in the bathroom. Okay, the guy doesn't see him in the bathroom. He goes in there, flicks on the light.
Sees something.
Sees his big ass figure up in there. The big ass figure knocked the light out. He shut the door. What'd he say? He's in the bathroom. Call the police. Something like that. Call the police.
And Michael snatched his ass.
Snatched him through the window.
And then started smashing his head up against the wall.
Now, what really frustrated me is as a black person, okay, fight or flight is the highest out of any nationality of people that I've ever seen.
We can go back to Jason. We can go back to
especially
all movies.
In these movies. Like, we don't play around.
Get out of there.
We get the hell up out of there.
Track star. Movies.
This lady, she decides.
She track star to the door.
Yeah, she track star to the door. Then she unlocked the door, then turned around and looked at him.
And put her shoulders to the door.
All like, you had to do was open the door and go. Run out. She sat there, grabbed a butcher knife, sat there pleading, no.
Let so Michael walk do? Up, grab a light bulb, break the light bulb, walk up to her and put it in her neck deep as fuck.
You saw all kind of juice flowing through that bulb.
Oh man, she was juicy as hell. And then she just slid down. And then Michael went over to pick up her husband and put him up against the damn... What do you call that?
He put him on the freaking kitchen
counter. Island?
Yeah,
the island. And he put every goddamn knife in the kitchen in that man. Well,
the whole cutlery set except for one.
And the one she had in her hand when she
Lord
bled
Jesus.
Out. I mean, he literally like,
knife after knife in this man's
grab.
Back. The man was already
he
dead.
He was dead. You grab another one. I was like, this nigga,
and the lady just laying on the floor, just
watching
looking.
She can't get up. She paralyzed because she leaking out. And Mike just put the whole row of butcher knives in the back, except for one he took out when he walked out. You know, I got to keep one to protect myself in these streets.
Oh my God. Man. Freaking stupid.
That was funny because he like pulled it out, looked at it. I hit him. Turn around, grab another one. Look at it. I was like, this dude dead. Mike, what are you doing? Overkill. But like, why? You know? First 20 minutes of the movie.
This has got to be the most violent I have ever seen Michael Myers.
Yeah, it was. He was on one, dog. Yeah, because I can't even think. Who was the next ones after that?
So after that. Because
after that, it was the bar. It was the people at the bar that went to the bar.
The bar, yes.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about that. So, it's this guy named, what is it, Tommy Doyle?
Tommy Doyle, Tommy Doyle.
He's a grown man. This is all taking place 40 years after the original Michael Myers.
Right, from 78, yeah.
So, Tommy Doyle, he's a Michael Myers survivor. And there's like three other people. They're all survivors. They're in a bar, and Tommy Doyle gets up, tells his story about the night Michael Myers killed the babysitter and the other chick, and all that other kind of crap, and how he survived them after he did his thing and fell on the sidewalk, running away from Michael Myers, and Michael didn't kill him, he let him live, right?
Right.
So, tell the story. It's a black couple in there. The female is dressed up as a nurse.
The husband
is a doctor.
Yeah.
But in real life, she's a doctor, and he's a nurse.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm disappointed in my man. I'm very disappointed.
I'm not disappointed the first time when she said somebody's in a car and he was like, "What?" She's like, "Go check it out." He's like, "Oh no, I ain't going over there."
That
was some blackish stuff.
Yeah. But when he was in the car,
in the SUV at the park,
I was disappointed. Her, on the other hand, when that window came down, she got the hell up out that window and she was gone.
Yeah, but
she
still
was gone. We're gonna get back to her in a second.
I can't give her no bonus. I can't give her no bonus of brownie points for what happened. Dog.
So we're gonna talk about the kills that he did with these people, right?
Right.
So we got the old white lady. She in the front seat. She got the six shooter, of course, because they always got six shooters.
Right.
So she got the six shooter. Michael then hopped up on the hood of the car. He had some kid's mask because he lopped some kid's head off. So he had the kid's mask.
Right, the teenage boy, yeah.
Put the mask on the front windshield. She thought it was his face. She shot the damn mask out of his hand. That's one bullet.
Right.
Hit up on the roof.
He hit touched the window. She started shooting
out the window. That's two bullets. Hit another window. She shoot out that window. That's three bullets. You only got three more bullets left, lady. She shoot all three of them bullets through the damn roof trying to shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
So, black lady, she hops out the window.
Falls to the ground.
Right?
Yeah.
She hit the street, get up, take off. Now, mind you, she took the gun from her husband because he was like, "I've never shot a gun before." Just talk.
Oh,
he disappointed me.
Yeah.
"I've never shot a gun before." Okay, so she takes the gun from him.
Mm-hmm.
Takes off. Right? So he in the back seat, old lady in the front seat. She done got her ass snatched out the damn window. Mm-hmm. She came back in the car. Michael rips the damn door open. Get in the front seat with her. Get to stabbing her to death. Right?
Well, she remembers she pointed the gun at
him. Oh, yeah. She pointed the gun and said, "This is for Dr. Loomis."
Click. She didn't shot all her bullets.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. She remembered. It was at that point she realized she fucked up.
Yeah. He gave her ass a hot one. Killed her motherfucking
ass. He was
ass.
Letting her have it in that front seat.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, this whole time,
the brother
the
is
black
in the
man
back
is in the
seat.
Back seat. What is he doing?
Just staring. Instead of getting out the goddamn car running.
He in the back seat curling up, kicking his feet and shit.
Right. And Michael put the goddamn knife. Where he put the knife
he
at?
He put it in his eye.
Yeah.
After the man tried to strangle him with a stethoscope. You trying to strangle a demon with a stethoscope, my dude.
Right. He deserved all
Do
that
you
knife,
really right? think that that's going to work? Apparently
nah,
he did.
He deserved Apparently all he that knife. He pushed that shit all in his head.
I'm like, bruh, why did you not run up out of there while he was attacking his old lady?
Exactly.
I would have got the hell up out of there. Yeah. Matter of fact, when my wife hit the damn door, I would have hit the door right behind her.
But you know, it's a movie.
You ain't finna kill me like that.
And then the wife. Let's talk about her running up on a car, shooting her. Well, she had a Desert Eagle, right?
She had a Desert Eagle. Missed every damn shot. That
and
she shot
and they don't have that many bullets. They 50 caliber.
She missed every shot.
One shot. The only shot that hit was when Michael kicked the door and she shot herself. I was like, this is cold-blooded.
Hey, that's the first time in the movie I start crying.
Yeah, I was like, hold on. She ran. I mean, she was right there. Michael kicked the door, dog. And the gun turned on. She shot herself in the head.
And
I'm like, Michael didn't even have to do nothing but kick the door. I was like, wow. Wow. I was like, this is like 30 minutes into the movie. God. I'm like, oh yeah, this shit is going to be good. This is going to be good.
That was the funniest thing I ever seen because she thought she was just too tough. Ran up on that door. He kicked the door open. Gun turned towards her. She shot herself. I was like, oh my God, you missed everything but yourself.
Right.
How?
Yeah, that was
how.
That was cold blooded.
Both of y'all just made every black person in America look bad.
Right.
Both of y'all.
Right.
He in the back seat, not doing shit, need to be running out. He's sitting there in the back seat acting stupid. And then she run up and get shot by herself. Then you got the lady that had the bag of rocks. She came
at least she did actually do some damage. Like she got some rocks in the bag of the was it the candy bag?
It was a kid's candy
bag. Yeah. And she hit him, yeah. And then she realized that shit wasn't doing nothing.
So she took off.
She got on a good foot and got the fuck away from him. And he was pursuing her. I still don't understand why she was all fucked up.
I don't understand either.
Yeah, they gotta explain that.
He did hit her.
She wasn't fucked up. She ran from him.
She wasn't that bad. So I'm trying to figure out why
she was like
was the way she was when they came got to the hospital. Saw her in the park.
Yeah,
why was you in that such bad shape?
Yeah, like you got really hurt. They had to take you in a fucking wheelchair. And all? Yeah, like, come on.
Like, what the hell happened to you? I didn't see nothing bad happen to you.
I ain't gonna say nothing. She probably severely twisted both her ankles.
Getting up,
oh my god, my ankles. And I tried to run from her and I twisted both of them at the same time. Like, ha! Like, how you do that, baby? But anyways, So
everybody finds out, well, before that kill, everybody in the bar finds out, you know, what happens. Mm-hmm. It's going all around the city. Michael Myers is loose, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so then they gotta team together and try to get this motherfucker.
Mr. Tommy Doyle, okay?
Oh, Lord.
He will be what we consider a internet tough guy.
Right. Because
he's not a tough guy in real life, but he really think he is.
Right.
Okay, he had this bat that he got from this black man's bar called Old Huckleberry, right?
Old Huckleberry.
Okay, him and Old Huckleberry became good friends, right? So he carrying around Old Huckleberry. He gathering up a mob, talking about evil dies tonight. We got to kill him tonight, blah, 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 blah. So fast forward to what's the next kills after those people?
I'm trying to think.
That's when they get to the hospital, right?
Yeah, at the hospital.
Yeah, okay. So
that's when they chase the old dude. They think that's my
crazy
Barnes.
Dude. Yeah. So they in the hospital, and that's the part that I wanted to get your opinion on earlier when I was talking about it, saving for the show. So you know how Tommy Doyle, he's the leader of the mob, right? Mm. Now, is it me, and not to get political, but is it me, or when you look at that and look how all those people were acting, did that not make you think of January 6th?
Yeah.
Just think about it.
Yeah.
How he got everybody all rallied. It's Michael Myers. Nobody really knew what Michael Myers looked like anymore.
Nobody knew.
Because it's been 40 years.
Right.
Nobody knew what he looked like.
Right, because he was a teenager when all this happened.
Yeah, yeah. So they chasing around a crazy man that broke out the bus in the previous movie when the bus crashed.
Mm-hmm.
They chasing after him thinking that it's Michael Myers. Tommy Doyle done got everybody all riled up saying, he's here. It's Michael. It's Michael Myers. Evil dies tonight. Go get him. So they're literally a mob of people
chasing
this man that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's literally a mob. They're evil dies tonight. Just chanting, and you see bodies all everywhere. People don't know what
doctors,
to do.
Doctors, nurses.
They punching each other and shit. And it's just a freaking madhouse. And when I was looking at it, because I watched it again yesterday, I'm like, wow, this reminds me of January 6th.
Right.
One person rallying up a whole bunch of other crazy people that don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, and they kill
him. And they just all going.
Because if they would have caught him, they would have killed him.
They would have killed him.
They would have killed him. He had nothing to do with it. He was just a person that was on the bus that came from the same facility Michael was at. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it did come off as that. And I think they did that on purpose.
I kind of think so, too.
Yeah, they do. They kind of do shit like that. And, you know, and the man ended up killing himself. He jumped off in the building and knocked his own top off.
Oh,
man.
My God. Hey.
I was like, oh, I thought it was going to be like a crushed body. They had his whole top of his head off. I was like, oh, come on, man.
His brains was everywhere. His freaking legs was twisted.
But then, like you just said about the political thing, like how they acted at the end, like.
Yeah, all of a sudden. Oh
my God. Good. Yeah, we're tripping and we're doing something like, it was all political.
Yeah, the old little policeman talking about he killed my daughter 40 years ago. Evil dies tonight. Oh man, you don't even know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, and then if he killed your daughter 40 years ago, you didn't try to knock him off in jail?
Exactly.
Come on,
I would have knocked his top off something tough.
Yeah, and then that's when they they transform and they all like, we finna go find him, and then everybody going out in groups and all that, and then that's when her boyfriend came to the hospital, and the girl said, I'm not, we gotta kill him, he has hunted our family for long enough. And then what was the dad's name, the boy's dad?
I forget his name,
but he was the alcoholic, and he was like, yeah, we're gonna you gotta stay in the car while I go in there. And then he went to Big John and Little John's house.
Now, okay, so
this big, is fucked big, up, dog.
Big John and Little John
was a were gay a couple.
Homosexual couple.
Yeah.
Right? Now, of course, the little guy was Big John.
Right. And the big guy was Little John. Fucking weird.
Go figure why they did that.
Right. You know,
so I'll leave that to y'all to figure that out. So, they in the house.
This is actually Michael Myers' old house that they live in.
Yeah.
So he always goes back home.
Now, mind you, previous to this, some little kids came over to the house and played a little Halloween prank on them.
Right.
Where they knocked on the door.
And somebody's at the back door.
Yeah. And they acted like somebody was choking on a razor blade from one of their candy bars. And so they both came out. One of the kids ran up in the house, stole all the candy, ran out. You know, whatever. Halloween prank. So then they scared the kids, talking about this is Michael Myers' house.
You know what happens to people that do things in Michael Myers' house?
Yeah. People that come in uninvited, it kills them.
Yeah.
Okay. So fast forward to this. They in the house. They hear a knock on the front door.
Right.
They like us. A little bit too late for trick-or-treating.
What is
so they're like, Halloween is over, kids. Next thing you know, they hear a knock on the back door. He's like, now they're at the back door. So they go looking out the front door. Don't see anybody.
So then, the back door, and there was a
little Big John says to Little John, hey, did you lock the back door? He's like, I don't know, let me go check.
Yeah.
He get to the back door wide open.
Yeah.
Kicks the trash can.
And
there's
a blood, like a handprint on the door.
So he comes out, he's like, hey, Big John, somebody's in our house. And what happens after that?
They had to find out who was in their house. And he took off his little
his little rings and
his ring,
watching all that shit.
What do you call it? The shit you wear. He took
his
off
his robe.
His robe. Took off his robe. Like, yeah. And then grabbed the littlest knife out the kitchen.
Hey, that
the littlest knife.
He had a cheese knife, my dude.
Yeah, like a cheese knife or something you cut up apples with, dog. I was like, what are you? And he was like, oh yeah, he gangster too. Man, they went upstairs, man. Big John went upstairs. And then he ran into Mike.
And what did Mike Myers do?
Grabbed him, put both thumbs in both eyes, and just squeezed.
Did you see that eyeball pop out?
Yeah, I saw that could pop out. And he just, he killed him. And then
Little John
come upstairs. The big guy, Little John, come upstairs. And we didn't see how he got killed.
Nah, but he see his lover laying on the floor dead. And all of a sudden he look up. There go Michael Myers. And what this idiot say? Michael, you've come home.
Hey, Michael, turn around. Like, bruh, you see him looking out the window. He turn around. You supposed to run.
No, not say, Michael, you've come home. Nigga, get the fuck up out of there.
If I see my spouse on the ground dead, and I see a nigga with a mask and a jump, man, I'm out of there. I can't do nothing for this dude. I'm out.
Quickly.
Michael. You came home. Mike turned around and was like, oh, you still gonna stand here? Let me walk over here and do some damage.
Just murder you real quick.
Yeah, let me put this old butcher knife in your chest, which he did. And then was so fucking foul. This is so foul, dog. Mike killed them both, right? And positioned their bodies like the picture that was in the room. Like their marriage or like a relationship. It was like one was laying, he was sitting on the ground and dude's head was on his lap. That's how he positioned him, dog. He looked at the picture and was like, I'm going to kill y'all and leave y'all just like y'all picture.
Leave y'all just like the picture.
Above y'all head while y'all both dead on the ground. I was like, Mike is foul, dog. Mike was foul, dog.
Telling you, man, he this was the one right here, man.
Right.
This was the movie right here. I don't see how anybody could not like this movie.
Right.
And so then, the next kill, he kills old boy, the alcoholic dad. Right?
Yeah.
Like we're gonna go back to what you said. He told the two kids, stay in the car. I'm gonna go in here.
That was dumb.
He went walked there. In the house by himself for about two minutes.
Yeah, you gunshot. And his son was like, we gotta go in. And they went in. Mike done killed this dude and put him in. He didn't have enough time. He just like closed him halfway into the attic, dog. I was like, he didn't even have enough time to put him in the attic, dog.
he stuffed him in there. Yeah. All you saw was half his head hanging out, just crushed in the damn door.
You see blood. I'm like, wow. Oh,
my Jesus. So then the boy, this is the part that freaking pisses me off about these people. So the boy got a gun in his hand. Mm-hmm. He sees Michael coming at him.
And then
he don't try to fire the gun. He waits till Michael got him by the throat. Then he shoot the gun.
Yeah, that's too late.
Off to the side.
It's too late.
Then you got her dumb ass. The girlfriend come walking up. She got a shotgun. Soon as she come up, she shoot the shotgun. He knocked the shit out her hand.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God.
Like, hold on. I know he was beating on the boy. What did he do?
Duh.
I know he slapped his head through the thing.
He put his head between the stair banisters.
Yeah, was so foul, dog.
Hitting his neck. So... Just kept hitting his neck side to side, side up to and side. Down on that banister, right? Dropped him on the freaking thing.
Because old girl fell and hurt her ankle, right?
Yeah. His head still hanging between the damn banister. So she telling Michael, come get me, come get me.
This is cold-blooded, dog. Michael walks down the steps. And then the boy head is right there. Michael stops.
The boy's still breathing.
Still breathing. He's alive. Michael stops and looks at him. Turned the boy head a whole opposite direction. Like, just... I was like, oh my God. The head was facing down the steps. And then Michael made sure his head is looking at the attic. Like, he like grabbed it and twisted his head and snapped his neck. I was like, in front of his girlfriend, as she sat there and watched him get killed like that, I was like, oh, this dude right here. I thought he was going to keep walking.
I thought he was too. He was like, nah, you know what? I still hear him breathing.
Yeah, you breathe. Let me go ahead and just snap your neck. Right. I mean, snap your neck the worst way ever, dude. I was like, oh my Lord.
He didn't leave anybody that he encountered alive in this movie.
No, he didn't.
Nobody.
He didn't.
Everybody that he ran up on died.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah. He went down there with her, and then her mom saved her.
Yeah. Her mom saved her. So then the mom comes up, hits him in the back with a pitchfork, right?
Right.
Now, why would you not keep pitchforking this cat? Why? Why? She hits him in the back with a pitchfork. He falls head first on the stairs. She throws a pitchfork. She comes up and curb stomps him on the stairs. One time.
Right. And it takes
Why would
ass.
You not continuously curb stomp this dude? I would have curb stomped him till his head was flat.
Yeah. They think that was it. That was good enough.
Curb stomped him one time with a little light curb stump at that.
Right. And she should have been enraged. He killed her husband.
Exactly. Took his mask and then ran outside with it. So, of course, he gets up. And he comes like, after her because she got his mask.
You want this? And he pursues her across the street into the neighbor's backyard. Mm-hmm. And then she drops his mask. And then he goes in. Well, no, I'm tripping. He walks up,
sees the mask on the ground.
Sees on the mask on the ground. But then that's when everybody approaches him.
Yeah, she's like, gotcha. And you just got like a mob of 20, 30 people, probably 30 people. Just come popping out of nowhere, right. All on foot and in cars, all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah, they're pulling up.
Surrounding him, right?
Right.
Now, it's the mob from the hospital.
Right.
They're now in the neighborhood, you know, because like they said, evil dies tonight. So they're in the freaking neighborhood, and the police officer is like, hey, Michael, it's Halloween. Everybody's entitled to one good scare, right? So
they attack him.
They commenced to beating the hell out of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we all know anybody that's a Michael Myers enthusiast or just loves the whole Halloween franchise understands that the power of his evil lies within his mask.
Yeah.
They allowed this man
to pick
put the mask back on.
Yeah, he put it on firmly. Like, you know what? It means he could have tucked it in. He could have fixed his belt. He could have tied his shoes. Like, that's literally how I took that. I was like, wow, y'all just let this man pick up his mask and, like,
put it on nice and snug. He got the mask on, had his knife in his hand. He was ready.
Right.
Like, they commenced to beating him.
Yeah, hitting him with bats. And
Shot him six times in the chest. Okay. Any normal person would die from that.
Chest.
So, shot him six times. Of course, what did that man have? A revolver.
A six shooter revolver. Six, like this goddamn Western.
Like always. God. Beat him to the ground. Yeah. He lays down. She comes up. Tommy Doyle's like, we got this, right? Internet tough guy. We got this. She gets the knife out of his hand. Now, mind you, he only got three fingers on his left hand.
Right.
So you see this little funny looking ass hand scooting over trying to get the knife on the ground. She comes up, picks up the knife, stabs him, not in his head, in the top of his back.
Upper back.
Thinking that's going to kill him. Okay.
Walks off.
They think everything is off Peachy King.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
Don't set him on fire. Don't put a bullet in his head.
Nothing.
Don't run him over. Nothing. Just watch his body on the ground.
Mm-hmm. So, what happens next?
She goes back to the house. She sees an image of Michael Myers.
Sister.
Yeah. And so she goes upstairs. Mm-hmm. And Michael Myers.
It goes back to the neighborhood where they were just at.
Right.
Okay. Ah, Lord, for the life of me, I don't understand why these people do the damn things they do.
Right.
The old man cop still had, he had a 9mm, so he still had bullets left in his freaking clip.
Right. He's walking up, you know, he's a senior citizen, old as fuck. He's walking slowly up to Mike's body. I forgot what he said, but pretty much he's going to put a bullet in his head. And as soon as he walks up, get close enough to Mike, what is he does?
In one swoop,
hops
this
up.
Cat takes the knife out of his back, slices this man's throat. The
right.
Old man then commits to shoot somebody that's behind Michael Myers.
Right. Takes out somebody else, and then he just went to working on all these people out there.
He killed all 30 people.
Yeah, what killed me was when he cut the dude Achilles, Doc. I was like, man, what the fuck is your leg? Like, how'd your leg get into the mix of getting cut with a...
Why was your leg even up that high? What
yeah.
was you gonna do?
Like, he cut the dude Achilles. He broke one dude. He cut one dude's arm or broke his arm.
I don't even remember, but all I remember is that this was the sequence I remember. Sliced the old man's throat. The old man shot somebody and killed them.
Right.
Then the dude with the little six shooter come up. He clicked the gun. Oh, shit.
Now
he gets
stabbed
through his chin.
Right.
Then you just see bodies. You just see a knife wailing all over the place and body parts and blood and shit just going everywhere.
Right. And then everywhere. Tommy Doyle.
Internet tough guy.
Get his bat taken from him. And then Michael Myers, Sammy Sosa, his fucking head.
Oh, Huckleberry.
Juices everywhere. I'm like, Lord have mercy.
Everywhere. Now, the thing that gets me is, like, in any scary movie, somebody always got to scream before they come make a kill or try to kill somebody.
Right.
Tommy Doyle decides he wants to get the yelling before he come trying to swing the bat at Michael Myers and get the shit took out of his hand. You stupid fucker. You deserve to get killed, Mr. Internet Tough Guy.
Yeah, he pissed me off. That was the only part I didn't like about the movie. Him in the fucking crowds and him in his speeches and all that shit.
We have to kill him. Evil dies
tonight. No, you niggas die tonight.
Ain't nobody
dying. Y'all ain't got no fire crew. He killed the firemen. Y'all gonna have to get volunteer firemen to work this out until y'all figure out what's going on.
This was the highest body count in any movie ever in the Halloween franchise.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Ever.
He put in
30 people here, 13 people here.
11 motherfuckers.
Like,
what the black dude said? Nobody told y'all?
Yeah, nobody told you. Michael Myers is alive. They ran out the house. Fuck!
I'm like, what the fuck? It's like, there's 11 first responders dead out here.
All on the grass.
Hey, you should have seen how the black dude was standing there. He was just looking around like, what the fuck just happened here? They came here to put out a fire and they're dead? That shit was funny. He was shocked too. Mouth open the whole movie. Even when he was on the steps. He took his hat off. Remember he took his cowboy hat off?
He was thinking tough as hell. Like, what is going on?
Because remember he told him, he was like, I'm in control.
Yeah. You're not the law. I'm the law. No, you ain't the law, buddy.
And he was sitting on them steps. He was concerned. See, at that point, you should have called the FBI.
Call somebody, call the National Guard, CIA.
Like, you need help. Like, you need them to be choppered in, and we need to get the what do you call them? The army.
We need the National Guard.
National Guard in here.
Come out with your 50 cals.
Yeah, come
blow
on,
blow this nigga away.
Like, come on, man. I mean, he took his hat off. He was done. He was done when he took the hat off, dog. He was like, I don't know what to do.
We didn't see him no more.
Yeah, you didn't. Yeah, that was it.
He was like, this thing got out of control. Right. I ain't the law around here no more. Let me just sit here on these stairs and just think about my life.
Yeah.
I need to get it together.
And Laurie Strode at the hospital, you know, trying to do something.
Yeah, she got all cut up in her belly.
You just had surgery. They just patched you up, baby.
Stitches busting open. Like, lady, sit your butt down.
Yeah, let your daughter dead, though, but, you know, your granddaughter.
Then it comes to the last scene of the movie. Like we said, her mother, the daughter, went upstairs because she saw Michael Myers' sister in the freaking window, whatever.
Right.
So she goes upstairs, and she's looking out the exact same window he always looks out of when he's at that house.
Mm-hmm.
He pops up out of nowhere. Now, mind you, it's a front lawn full of cops, first responders, people just everywhere.
Right.
So we got to figure he came through the back door again.
Right.
That's
had to. Yeah, he didn't walk through them. He didn't walk through them.
But what I don't get, how the hell did he get there? Because remember, they went out the front door.
And went across the street.
Went across the street.
Into my backyard.
So
went up
how
to
did him. He must have circled all the way around to get to that back door.
It's a movie, bro.
Because somehow this man then teleported in the house.
Yeah.
And he's behind her.
And then he just started hacking her up.
It's a wrap.
I mean, she's hacking her up. She ain't, like, it was quiet. The scene was quiet. But I'm like, bitch, you ain't yelling? Yell. Scream. He just hacked her up.
Hacked her up. Nobody heard her up there getting hacked up. So she's dead.
Yeah.
She's dead.
Over.
And that's the movie. So, of course, you know there's going to be another one.
Yeah.
And this other one's supposed to be the last one, right?
Right. It's okay. Halloween Ends.
So I have a feeling that this one is probably going to be even more violent than this one.
I hope so. I hope so.
I hope so as well. I loved it. I loved every minute. I would give that movie a 10 out of 10.
I give it a 9. Tommy Doyle just fucking really irked me, dog. He really irked me, dog. He really irked me.
Oh, Tommy Doyle. Internet tough guy. We know a lot of those, boy, I tell you.
Yeah, they everywhere. They all online right now. Type him right now. that was a good movie, dog.
Yeah, I've watched it twice already. And I'll probably watch it a third time.
They didn't tell y'all? Yeah, he said that. They was like, the mom looked at him, tell us what?
Because he was sitting there. She told him all the story. And he's looking like, think they know.
No. Nobody told you?
What?
And the mom said, told us what?
Fuck!
Michael Myers is still alive. They're like, what?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, how did he get out the house? I don't know.
Yeah, we went to your house and it was 11 first responders just all over the front yard.
Body sprawled out everywhere.
Everywhere. I'm like, Lord have mercy. He killed two in the house and came out and just went to work on the rest of the team. I mean, he used a saw. He used what he had in his hand. He went into somebody, their work gear.
Yeah.
I'm like, Lord have mercy.
Like, how? How y'all just lining up to get killed? I don't understand that.
Y'all supposed to jump this dude.
Something. Hit him, take off your doggone SCBA and knock him out with it. Then just commence to beating his head with it. It's heavy enough.
It's movies, dog. We gotta, movies, dog. You be seeing scenes, you be like, hold on, why don't they, y'all supposed to jump him or nobody just thought about shooting him in the head? Or, No. Shoulders? That's what y'all wanted? The upper shoulder right there by his neck. Okay. All right.
Don't understand that.
I guess.
Nah, I would never understand that. Like, shoot the killer in the head. Take the headshot.
It's 2021. Who the fuck running around here with revolvers?
Exactly. And the one time when they did take his head off, it was the wrong person.
What is the one?
Remember in that one?
Oh, the H2O.
Where they knocked his head off?
Oh, yeah.
And it was the freaking first responder.
Right.
Again.
Yeah.
He put
the mask on. So that's understandable.
Yeah, they lopped his head off thinking it was Michael.
Yeah.
No, not Michael. It's the first responder. Michael then freaking slipped off into the river and he's floating down the river somewhere.
Right. On the fucking inner tube.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
So, but it was a good movie.
All in all, it's a good movie. I like it. So let's talk about this. This outrage over Dave Chappelle, the closer comedy special on Netflix.
Lord.
Hey, Dave Chappelle is a freaking genius, dog.
Yeah, he is.
He is a freaking genius.
He is.
He is a genius. That's all I can say.
But he's standing up to this whole cancel culture. Like, we got to stop with this shit. Just because you don't personally like what's going on, you don't have to be in that area. You don't have to. This cancel culture is fucking terrible, dude.
And you know what? It's not even just the cancel culture. We just go ahead and just address the elephant in the room. It's the LGBTQXYZ people. They freaking, like, they feel like everybody has to agree with them.
Right.
Okay, do you agree with everybody? No, you don't. So why do I have to agree with everything that you do?
Right.
Okay, I respect the fact that you're a trans person. I respect the fact that you're a gay, bi, queer, straight, whatever all them letters stand for, okay?
Pansexual.
I respect that. That is your choice. All
right.
I don't have anything wrong with that.
All right.
But don't sit here and continuously try to push the shit off on me and make me try to have your same ideology.
That's not gonna
work. It's not gonna happen.
That's America.
It's not gonna happen. Everybody has the choice to make their own decision. So they're all in outrage because they're trying to say that Dave is transphobic. Dave is not transphobic.
Right.
Dave had literally in the freaking special, he told a whole, it was like 25 minutes, a 25 minute segment. He literally told a story about his transsexual friend named Daphne, right?
Right.
Daphne, something like that.
Right.
Literally told a story about it.
Right.
Okay. He was like, he never understood the whole trans thing, but having Daphne as a friend helped him understand.
Right.
Because he didn't understand the whole culture. Having her as a friend helped him understand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was another special that he did. Mm. He said something about the trans people and she stood up for him.
And they attacked her.
Mind you, this is her own group of people.
Right.
The whole LGBT whatever.
Right.
They attacked her.
Right.
Henceforth, she went, jumped off a building, killed herself.
Right.
Because she couldn't take it.
Right.
Now, you sit here and you try to say that this man is transphobic, when at the same time, you sit here and you literally bully this woman into killing herself because right. she stood up for a man who she understood what he was saying.
Right.
He wasn't saying nothing bad. She understood what he was saying. She laughed at the jokes. She knew where he was coming from. She even called the man a genius.
Right. But since she defended him and they went after her,
she killed herself. Now, if that's not a hypocrite, I don't know what the hell that is. Those people are the biggest, I wouldn't say the biggest, but they're some of the biggest hypocrites I've ever met.
Right. I think they power drunk. They power drunk.
Because they get everything that they want.
Right.
Now, like Dave said in the freaking special, I commend them for fighting for their rights.
Right.
I commend them. I wish that black folks would get together and fight for our rights the way the freaking LGBTQXYZ community do.
This dude right here.
I really do.
But we can't
band together like that.
Yeah, we're not built like that.
You know, I applaud them. I applaud them for standing up for each other and all this other kind of stuff. But at the same time, you cannot bully somebody from your own community into killing themselves because they stand up for somebody that you so-called claim was against you when the man wasn't against you at all.
Right. He just put the facts on the table.
And that just goes to show you that they did not watch the whole special.
They just heard he's talking about gay people.
They just heard he was talking about gays and trans.
And we got to do something about it.
What is it? Transgender.
Transgender.
I keep wanting to say transphobic. Yeah. Transgender people.
Transgender, yeah.
And they went off on a freaking tangent.
Did you
watch the whole special?
That's most people, dog.
No. More than half of them ain't even watched the damn
thing.
Right,
right.
They going off what they see on the internet.
Right. And that's the problem. The memes and reading other people's comments mm-hmm. without getting your own fucking justification.
Yep.
That's the problem.
Yep.
And, yeah, now he's uncancelable.
Yeah, as he should be. Because they should not be able to cancel his freaking special.
Yeah.
Because He didn't do nothing wrong. He literally told the truth.
Like, literally, we can't do anything, dog.
No.
Like, it's just like, anything you do, they're going to try to counsel you for it. Or, yeah. like, we always talk about stuff from back in the day that could not be on TV now.
Yeah.
Like Living Color, yeah, cancel that shit. Like first episode, yeah. Living Color, done.
Yeah.
You know, because Candyman, they got
the two people, Damon Wayans and David Alan Grier playing the
gay
the
dudes.
They wouldn't be able to do that today.
Jim Carrey when he played the
DeMilo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You just can like stuff that you see, yep. You'd be like, whoa.
Yep, couldn't do that nowadays.
Couldn't do that now.
The whole that community, they'll be trying to cancel your show.
Right.
Why? It's freaking entertainment.
Right.
Are they doing anything offensive? Absolutely not. They're not sitting here saying, we hate gays, we hate trans, we hate this, we hate that.
Yeah.
You don't hear none of that coming out of their mouth. You don't hear it.
I'm Bernie Mac, though. Punk ass. Take a little punk ass back upstairs.
That's funny, though. That's funny, though. Even back then, that community was laughing at that because it's funny.
Right. Everybody got sensitive.
It's fun. It's jokes.
Right.
It is joke. Get out your damn feelings.
Right.
Fuck.
Can't even have a joke.
Get out your damn feelings.
Right.
Okay? Because you're starting to fuck it up for everybody else. Pissing me off. And I'm a nice level-headed cat, but y'all pissing me off.
Yeah, it's good.
It's ridiculous. Y'all try to cancel. Somebody look at you. Oh, he need to be canceled because he looked at me and I'm gay. I think he looked at me like that because I'm gay.
Right.
What? First of all, I didn't even see you. I'm looking at the thing past you.
And what's killing me is people will get so mad at this type of shit when the real issues are still here.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of issues. Like, I see so many people so mad at Lil Nas X. I'm like, he's sitting there acting like a troll and pissing y'all off.
Mm-hmm.
But then, y'all saying black folks that won't even voice any kind of opinion against George Zimmerman. Like, it's just... This guy's still going into bars, having a drink, this and that. And he literally did something that's 10 times worse than Lil Nas X.
Signing Skittles and iced tea cans.
Yeah, like, that's this is totally a joke. Disrespectful. But totally y'all ready to kill Lil Nas X because he had a video of him twerking on the devil.
Exactly.
And he's a homosexual.
Exactly.
He's homosexual. Yeah, guess what? Guess what? Yeah, that's what it is. But, you know, y'all ready to kill him.
Yeah. Like Dave said in special. He did the Chappelle Show for how many years?
It was on 2.5.
2.5 years?
Yeah.
He did that many seasons in 2.5 years?
Well, he only did 2 seasons.
Was it only 2 seasons? Only
season, yeah. And it was a season like a half because he stopped.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
but he did so much shit on that
in
show.
In 2.5 seasons, okay? I must have heard the word nigger like 1,000,000,000 times.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Nobody ever got outraged about that.
Right.
LGBTQ, XYZ, they didn't get outraged about that, right?
Right.
No, didn't say shit.
Right.
Didn't say shit. He literally played a freaking black man that thought he was white.
Yeah, Ku Klux Klan.
And
yeah.
Being racist against black people. Y'all had nothing to say about that.
Right.
Real quiet. Real quiet.
They talked about R. Kelly.
Yeah. Made a whole video. I wanna piss on you. And y'all laughed about it.
Piss on you. And this is
laughed about it.
Pedophilia.
Yes.
Period.
And y'all laughed about it.
It's a whole bunch of shows.
Pedophilia is nothing to be laughed at, but we all laughed at it. That community laughed at it. But yet, he comes out and says truth. Truth. Didn't even say nothing bad. He literally told the truth about them. And they got all butt hurt.
Right.
Truth hurt. I understand truth hurts. I understand that. But you're not finna try to get this man canceled because he told the truth.
Right. Well, like I always say, I think it goes back to the whole Black Lives Matter from last year. That movement last year was so fucking strong. And all of a sudden, this year, you see different things.
Yeah.
White people mad about, oh, I don't want to wear a mask. You know, they going, they threatening school board
school
members.
Board meetings,
yeah,
and stuff like
y'all or mask. Cuba, you know, SOS Cuba. Guess what? This shit been going on in Cuba forever.
Ever. Since before Fidel Castro.
Right. And all of a sudden it's, oh, we have to do something about it.
Yeah.
It's been going on.
Yeah, been going on.
And you just see it, just everybody got their, oh, well, you know. Like the video you sent me yesterday with the caravan that's coming to America.
Oh, that big caravan from Mexico?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's funny.
That is a lot of people.
Around this time, because it always happened around election time. Election time was last year, November. It's October, heading into November. you know, that governor in Virginia, they're having a race there. So they're going to use that. And mm-hmm. what's so crazy is this shit has absolutely nothing to do with us.
Like, nothing.
They can turn those people away. Mexico can turn those people away if they want to. Mexico has, like, some of the highest murder rates.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't safe to walk through Mexico. But you're going to see all these people just going to walk through Mexico. Like, to me, it's just all propaganda done. All propaganda. When women are trying to come from Guatemala and all that, these women get raped. They get beat. They get all this. All of a sudden, but this doesn't happen to this group of people. Get the fuck out of here. It's all propaganda, my nigga. Like, the more I pay attention to politics, the more I realize that this is just a big game, dog. People are getting rich. People are going to stay rich. People are getting filthy rich off the government. The government got so much money, and they're putting it into everything but the people.
But the people.
But the fucking people, dog. Yep. And it's sad, dog. It's super sad when you really pay attention to what's going on. All these goddamn lobbyists, the lobbyists writing the bills, and oh, we gave this dude $50,000, so he got to listen to what the fuck I got to say. And he got to give me what my company and my family need.
Mm-hmm.
And the voter, we ain't getting shit.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nah.
Getting screwed over.
Yep, like always. For the people, by the people, don't exist.
No, that don't even make sense.
That don't exist.
Yeah. Now they got us fighting, and Trump was the best thing that ever happened to her. They got us fighting with each other, and they just sliding money out the back door.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody getting rich. You know they're paying farmers not to grow?
Yeah. Yeah, but they've been doing that for years, though.
But seriously, paying them not to grow.
Yeah.
So they just how watching Netflix.
Yeah. Because they in order for them to keep getting that subsidiary money.
Welfare. Yeah, say it.
Yeah.
Welfare.
In order for them to keep getting that money, the farmers to keep getting that money, if they have an overgrow of crops, they can't give that away.
They gotta burn it.
They gotta throw it away, burn it, whatever they do, they have to destroy it. Because if they give it away, they're gonna lose that money that they get from the government.
Ain't that crazy?
That's crazy as hell.
Ain't that crazy?
Craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. Craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. I couldn't believe that when I first heard that. I was like, are you serious? I had to look that up. I was like, what?
What? It's real.
What?
Man, we're going to pay you not to, you know, crop and, you know, this is your job being a farmer, but we can't let you just give this away for free.
Yeah, you know, we got to be able to make money off of this. So you go ahead and you overgrow your crops.
And then burn them.
Get rid of the rest of it.
And we'll send you a check.
We'll give you money.
Subsidiary.
But if you just give one potato to anybody out on the street, we gonna cut your check off.
Right.
Your government funding is now gone. Good luck to you.
Something sick, baby.
Good luck
to you. Welfare. But the Republicans are tripping about somebody getting food stamps to feed their family. Oh, God. Lord have mercy.
When it's a lot of them, that's on welfare.
Yeah.
That get food stamps. A lot.
A lot. Yeah, look at the numbers.
Just think of all them people that live in the woods in West Virginia and in places like that.
Mississippi. I remember that damn documentary. The dude was like, the lady was like, well, you get food stamps. That's different. And he said it like that, like, that's different. But black people getting food stamps, that's a problem.
It's a problem, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. You see, they got rid of, and then we can go back to this. They got rid of the golden cheese.
Yeah,
remember the cheese?
Government cheese.
And that nigga, the peanut butter was fire too.
Mm-hmm.
They got rid of all that. You know why? Food stamps. They want you to go to the corporations and buy it at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just think about this type of shit, dog. Like, basically, literally, you can go to a place and get you a box. Had your cheese, had your peanut butter, What else is in there? I think some bread.
Some fruit. Canned pineapples and pears.
What was the meat that was in a can?
Canned meat.
Pork or some
that was the name of it. Canned meat.
Yeah, they got rid of that to give you these old stamps in a little folder.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to the corporations and spend the money. It's all a game, dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a game.
It's all a game.
People are like, cut their food stamps off, man. People ain't spending money. Y'all here robbing and all that. Well, shoot them down. Like, which one is it? What y'all want people to be fed or what?
Y'all want them to die?
Yeah, what do y'all want? Like, what the fuck you want? The money is helping the corporations fund these people jobs, give them hours. Guess what? Yeah, it's government. And we the only country that's like this. Only country like this, darn.
That's another thing. The jobs. Okay, so the money has dried up as far as, you know, the government giving us the money to, you know, continuously live or survive, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
So now people should be going back to work because, you know,
money.
There's a vaccine out, all this other kind of stuff that can help you get back to work. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody going back to work.
No.
Ain't nobody. I don't know if they're sitting waiting for the next handout. Well, I know a lot of people are. Yeah. A lot of people started their own businesses, which is a good thing. But a lot of people are just sitting around waiting for that next handout. It's not another handout coming. And the money that, you know, that we're getting right now for your children, that's done, what, at the end of the year?
They're trying to extend it with that Build Back Better. They're trying to make it for the next 5 years. But
for right now, it's just till the end of the year, right? Yeah, as it stands.
Yeah, till December.
Till December.
Right.
That's it. Right. December is literally two months away.
Yeah.
2 months away. So that's two more checks.
Pretty much.
Two more checks that you get.
Yeah, November, December.
Well, what's going to happen after that? What y'all going to do after that?
They're going to have to figure something out. It's going to be another stimulus, dog.
They're going to have to get their asses back to work.
No, they're not going back to work, dog. Unless they tighten up, like, the welfare. And people, like, put it like this. America's been living so bad. People don't live on their own.
Yeah.
These people are living in other people's houses. They're renting a room. And that person's saying, well, if you just give me $200 in food stamps, you can stay here.
Yeah.
Or you can do this. A lot of people ain't got fucking mortgages and shit like that. No, they're not doing that. The people with mortgages, yeah, they're going to work. But like all the lower tier people that ain't did shit for themselves, they're not worried about no fucking job, dog. And then on top of that, like I said earlier, I get to the place, like, what the fuck is this girl doing? She's just one cashier and she walk off? People getting treated like shit. And I see it all the time. Like, people mad, they cussing these people out. You think people want to get cussed out and spit at for $8 and $10?
Yeah.
Hell no.
People are quitting these jobs at a high rate right now, too.
I ain't got to take this shit. I'm out.
I'm out. I can go somewhere else. There's a lot of jobs out there. I'm out.
Yeah, and that's a problem. That's a serious problem. That's why you see motherfuckers playing $18 an hour and shit.
Yeah. Places that wouldn't normally be paying.
And then like, they're still not taking the jobs. I don't see motherfuckers. I'm trying to pay $20. But then I did see that shit from Florida when they checked. Filled out 60 applications, got one interview. 60 applications, got one interview.
Wow.
And she was like, yeah, these people, they just bullshit. They just acting like, you know, we need people, but they know they want to be those people like, okay, well, I don't want to pay nobody. So we're going to try to stretch you thin. Mm-hmm. Then when you quit, we'll hire somebody else. And mm-hmm. I don't want to hire
them. Pay them lower.
Right.
And what they're doing is they might be offering more money, but at the same time, they're not giving people full-time hours because they don't want to give out benefits.
Right, and that's where the money is.
So,
because they got to pay half that shit.
Yeah.
Well, actually, more than half.
More than half. They got to spend like at least 80%.
Right, and then on top of that, they got to have the unemployment insurance. And
yep.
It's a game.
Like we said, it's a game.
It's a game.
It's a game because if they don't hire anybody, what's going to happen? Company's going to start losing money. What's going to happen once a company starts losing money? Who gonna bail them out?
Government. They're gonna walk in there.
Gonna bail them right on out. So they really could care less about hiring people. They put up a front like, excuse me, they could put up a front like, oh, we need people. We care so much about people coming in, our customers, blah, 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 blah. No, you really don't care at the end of the day, especially these big corporations. Right. They can care less because at the end of the day, they're gonna get bailed out. Mark my words, okay? The airlines are gonna fall once again.
Yeah,
once again,
and they're gonna bail them out.
And for the third time in the past 12 years, they're gonna be getting bailed out again,
right?
Again,
yeah.
Makes no damn sense.
And they bailed them out last year, and they still laid people.
Still laid people off.
Fuck out of here, dude.
Yep. Still laid.
Fuck out of here. And then I just found out tonight, Walgreens, when they hire people, they hire them as temps. They can be temps for 3 months, then renew it. That, you know what that means? They ain't gotta give them benefits.
Nope. Ain't
and
benefits,
then terminate them.
No
yeah,
wage.
And they can terminate them when they want to terminate. Mm-hmm. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. We live in a sick, sick world.
Yeah, it's a game, dog. All this is a game.
This shit is all coming to an end anyway.
What is it?
The world.
It's gonna be over.
It's coming to an end anyway.
Don't say that.
Crazy people. Crazy world. Crazy times. But anyway. Hope you guys enjoyed this great delicious, nutritious episode. It's good for your soul. Podding on the spot is good for your soul. So go ahead and get a nice little bowl full and keep on refilling that bowl. Keep on coming back. You know, I think we may have figured out a schedule to where we can actually start putting them out every week like we used to. But we'll see. Y'all will get it when y'all get it. All right? Don't hassle me. Okay? Get out of my inbox. Stop texting me. Talking about when the next episode coming up. It's going to come. Okay? It's coming. We're going to put this out tomorrow. Because right now, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. So, we will catch y'all on the next flight.
Peace.